Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Verna's Hemp Foundation Metroplex Buzz. My name is Verna Thomas Milton, and I am so grateful for all of our listeners who have joined us today. We have a very special guest in the house that's on the line. He's really the administrator for Kitchen Cocktails, Plus Cocktails. Attorney Kevin Kelly, unfortunately, cannot join us today due to unforeseen circumstances. So instead, we have his administrator, Mr. Miles DeGardo. And Mr. Miles DeGardo, we want to welcome you to our show. Also, I want to let all the listeners know that Mr. DeGardo will be talking with us about Kitchen Plus Cocktails, the restaurants, Club Bebo, and Canvas. But before we begin, I want to remind everyone to tune in every Thursday at this time, 8 o'clock, to hear our special guests and receive the latest information on upcoming events. Also, I'm very thankful to my board of directors and my advisory board, our lawyer, our legal clinic participants for supporting us. And I want everyone to know that Verna's Hemp Foundation is a community incubator with a 40-year track record for improving the Dallas community. You can learn more about us and the work we've been doing just by Googling our name. Google my name, rather, anyway. But today, I'm proud to say that after advocating since 2013 for Clear Totes, for the stadiums and clear backpacks throughout the state of Texas, we advocated to the Austin legislators, TEA, which is the Texas Education Agency, and the governor's office. So today we have made progress in advocating for safer schools, and it was February the 26th, 2014, 9 years ago, at the Dallas City Hall flag room when Councilman Dwayne Carraway convinced the mayor of Dallas, Mike Rawlings, and the city council to endorse our concept for the Dallas Cotton Bowl, which mandated for Clear Toast to be used in the Dallas Cotton Bowl for that year of the fair. Today, DISD and many other school districts have mandated clear backpacks for the start of the upcoming school year. I am so very thankful. So very thankful. So I want to tell you all to mark your calendars. If you have children outside of DISD and you live in Lancaster, Hutchins, Cleburne, Mesquite, Rawlin, and the Box Springs area, on Saturday, August the 5th, 2023, from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m. at the Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church in the gymnasium located at 680 East U.S. Highway 80 in Mesquite, Texas. We will be helping the children of this area with giving away 500 clear backpacks. to help students while believing that clear backpacks can help deter crime. So I do have additional comments that I will bring after I interview with Mr. Delgado. So I want to bring him on now. Mr. Delgado, I know you're on the line and so many other people are listening too. So I want to thank you all for coming on. Mr. Delgado, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you bring to Kevin Kelly Concepts?
Hi, thanks for having me on. What I do for Mr. Kevin Kelly is his public relations. I handle coordinating his interviews. I handle small business practices. I handle the social media side of his concepts, and I do marketing.
Oh, okay. When you say you handle the small business part of it, what do you mean by that?
Well, small business will be event coordination. We do a lot of events at all of our locations, so I will help. I help put those events together, whether it's creating a guest list or creating the campaign or creating the idea of the event. That's something that I help. That will be by small business. I mean small business within the company.
Mm-hmm.
So in hospitality, we do a lot of private events and things of that nature.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
So helping put those together. Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you all have this location here in Dallas, and you started that location. I believe you started it probably before the pandemic hit. And
yes, in the middle of it.
In the middle of it. Oh, okay. But he had that type of faith. He had his faith and believed that beside the pandemic, he was going to make it. And today,
yes,
he is one of the nicest and one of the largest restaurants downtown. In fact, you all own the whole entire block. Am I correct?
We own a portion of the block. We own the entirety of the Hart Building, which is a historic building in downtown Dallas on 1933 Elm Street.
Okay.
And this was a building that Mr. Kelly bought outright. He bought it outright to host Kitchen and Cocktails by Kevin Kelly, his restaurant concept.
And what year was that? Was that during the pandemic as well?
Yes, this was in 2020 when Kitchen and Cocktails Dallas opened.
Okay.
So right in the middle of it.
So many people was actually closing down businesses and not even being able to see what the next move was going to be. He was achieving, and oh my God, that tells a story right there within itself. Also,
it does.
Oh yeah, I don't want to go off line a little bit, but I want to say something. You know, I wrote a book, Mr. Delgado, because I had a miracle that happened in the year of 2020, and I didn't think that my business was going to make it, but God blessed me. And when we signed the contract, my lawyer said, "Look at the date," and it was 3/20. I mean, it was like March 20th, 2020. And it just cracked, and it just scared me, because I have always believed in threes. That's how I made so much money when I did contracts with the government. I always bid it in threes, either 30, 300, or just $3, just according to what the quantity was. So God gave me that business and that vision. So I know this young man had to be blessed, and God has blessed him, and he's a blessing to others because of the jobs he's created in helping people. Well, I want you to continue telling us about how did he come up with that name? Kevin Kelly, but it's Kitchen Plus Cocktails. He came up with that name. Who told him to do that?
Right. So the story behind the name actually comes from the law side of things, more so. Kitchen and Cocktails is actually a widely used name in the restaurant. And so when he opened, he first opened the business, he was actually hit with a civil lawsuit as another company, another restaurant with the name Kitchen and Cocktails thought that Mr. Kelly was trying to steal their idea. So they actually attempted to sue him. And mm-hmm. so this resulted in him having to add his name onto the tail of what was True Kitchen and Cocktails. He ended up having to just add his name onto the end in order to copyright the name of the business so nobody could say he was trying to steal their name.
Yes. So Kitchen Plus Cocktails by Kevin Kelly. That's the name.
Yes, that is the full name of the restaurant. When the restaurant first opened in 2020, it was just called True Kitchen and Cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And so that resulted in the change to Kitchen Plus Cocktails by Kevin Kelly.
And I see that he's got 3 locations now.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
We'll be getting more.
I'm not too sure. I can't give you an exact answer by that, but I've heard talks that say potentially by the end of the year, maybe in fall.
Okay, now the three that he owns now, the first one was here in Dallas, and so he got 2 more, right? Can you tell us about those?
Yes, ma'am. The second one opened in 2021, and this was in Chicago, Illinois. Chicago has been great to us as well. They've been loyal supporters of the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So maintaining Chicago has been a blessing. And then the third was in the nation's capital of Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And well, the third one actually...
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Talk about the one in Washington, D.C.
In D.C., this opened just about 34 days ago on June 16th, and it was an instant success. Many people were aware of the restaurant's arrival, and it is doing well now. It's thriving. We're dealing with many, many campaigns to bring more marketing, and it's been a success so far. I think Mr. Kelly would agree.
Okay. So when you say campaigns, you're talking about political campaigns, right?
Well, for the restaurant, when I say campaigns, I mean more so not political, more so entertainment campaigns. We do marketing bids to bring more clientele to the restaurant. So let's say there is a big concert going on in town. We do a marketing campaign online to push people to visit the restaurant.
I see. So I'm learning a little bit about that, too. I didn't know that's how it went. Like, for instance, we have the Alpha, they sent like 47,000 people is in town today. In fact, all week, I was talking to a friend of mine. So did you all get a chance to campaign to them to bring them into that the Dallas location?
We actually did. We actually campaigned all week. We did some social media campaigns, and we had our reservations manager in Dallas actually deliver flyers to their convention. So we hope to see some turnout from that.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'm going to tell you something. We got a movie coming. We have a play coming up in August. So I'm going to be campaigning. I'm going to be working with you, too, to campaign and tell people to come to Kitchen Plus Cocktails. And we have this play with the Purple Rose. And I think she's online, too. Purple Rose Production. They're going to be bringing the Sam Cooke play to Dallas next month. So we're looking forward to bringing...
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. And he's out of Atlanta, Georgia. And the actor and his entire crew are out of Atlanta. So we're going to be probably calling you concerning that. But now, one of the things I like about Kitchen Plus Cocktails, when he opened up in Washington, D.C., I was invited to come up there with Esther Davis and his mom. But I'm really scared to fly. I mean, ever since the pandemic, I just don't like flying anymore. Plus, I have to have a wheelchair and everything because I don't like walking through the airport. So I told Esther I really wanted to come, and I did. But instead of, I contacted my nieces that's up there. I have some nieces. One is a lawyer up there, and the other one goes to college at Howard University. So I told him about me. Yeah, and so she told me, she called me back. She said, April, we can't even get in there. There are so many people. Lines was everywhere. So she was telling me about how she really wanted to come that night when I told her. I said, if you go, make sure you tell Miss Esther, you and my nieces. So they, I think maybe one of them, she goes all the time, but the other one that's in college there at Howard, she don't, but they'll be coming by there as well. But what they did tell me that your restaurants was, I mean, that restaurant there in Washington was beautiful. And I've seen a little bit of the one here in Dallas. Who thought of that rose wall? You know, y'all thought about just roses. Who did that?
The rose wall concept was Mr. Kelly's himself. That was his idea to bring beautiful feminine energy into the restaurant.
Oh, okay. So that feminine energy is where all those vibes come from? Y'all say vibes?
Yeah, it vibes the atmosphere, right. It's a very, it's a soft atmosphere, which is what Mr. Kelly was going for. Something not, you know, you go into some restaurants and, you know, sports are playing on every TV, perhaps. There's wooden bar tops everywhere. It's almost kind of manly. So the design for Kitchen and Cocktails was a little bit on the feminine side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this was all by plan. It's the idea that Mr. Kelly actually made of his younger sons, who he speaks about, who helped him design it all the time. So his sons actually helped him with this idea.
Okay, now that wall, I know that wall is expensive. Do all the restaurants have that same wall in there like that?
Yes, each location has a rose wall. They do vary by size, but each location, that's like our signature design.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that wall is very, very, I know about that wall. I do a lot of products, but also a decoration of things too, so I know that wall costs a lot of money. But I'm so proud of him. I'm very, very proud of him. I had the opportunity to talk with his mom, and I know he's a young man, and I was telling her, I said, I think my grandson is about the same age of your son, and his dad is a good friend of Dr. Chase, who is on our board, and your mom is a good friend of Esther Davis, who is one of my mentors. So I just want to give a shout out to them. I thank them for taking my call. When I called them, she was so sweet. She called me back. And we talked a long time about her son. She's very proud of her son, and I can see why.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not going to hold, I got a lot to talk about tonight, but I want to say this. Mr. Kelly has a law firm, and I was studying his law firm. And, you know, in 2017, if I had had him as my attorney, I probably would have been rich today. Because I'm serious because I saw this lady who told me about how he helped her. He said, Miss Verna, he don't care about, in other words, it's not about the money, it's about the person, the life in which, he cares about that person. So I don't know what all he do, but I do know he works with malpractices and stuff like that. Because, you know, I had an accident, and I went into this hospital, and I was supposed to have my thyroid was supposed to have been taken out. When I woke up, I had tubes everywhere. I couldn't talk or nothing. Blood was coming out of my neck. And
oh, Lord.
I told him, I said, well, what happened? Because I've had this thyroid, my parathyroid taken out before. I didn't have no scar like this. So he said they had complications, but they got it all. And they billed my Medicare and everything for that. When I when I came home 6 months later, I went to my endocrinologist, and he said, what did they do to you? I said, they took my thyroid. He said, no, they didn't. Your thyroid is still there. I said, you lying? He said, no, I'm not. Surely enough, I went back to the surgeon and told him. He said, no, I know what I did. He told me how long he'd been in practice, how good he was. So do you not know I was not able to, well, I didn't sue them because something, some other reasons. But what I'm saying is that I still have my thyroid today. He billed Medicare for all that work. I got a big old scar on my neck. Not a big scar, but a little scar now. But
oh,
I said to myself, you know, this man, and he's swooping down. He took my thyroid out. So we had to prove to him. He said, well, I did the best I could and so-and-so. I said, Lord, have mercy. But my attorney did not want to sue him. So we ended up, you know, oh, my God, I said, if I had had Kevin Kelly back then, I probably would really have some money today. But anyway, I want people to know, if you get hurt, you better call Kevin Kelly. If you get hurt anytime, call his office and see if you get a lawyer. Because when I heard about it, I said, when did you do it? And she was telling me all about how nice his secretary and they handled her. She said, oh, my God, they were so sweet. So what I'm saying to you, we need to let people know about good African-American attorneys, especially this young man. He treat his clients like patients or family, and from what I can hear. So I'm just letting people know I don't care what nobody, if they're getting mad at me or not, but I'm throwing out some good things. Talk to this lawyer. If you need a lawyer, call his office. Because I think that if he can't do it, he will refer you to somebody that can. That's what I do want people to know. And I want to tell him that because I trust in God. And I thought that I was not going to be able to make it, but I am. I'm still here today. I have some scars in my chest because of things that has happened in my life. But I thank God that I'm still here because it could have been worse. It could have been much, much worse. So I just love the fact that he's trying to help other people. He's marketing. We have some people in town that's moved here from California. These people have, they're coming in here with $5 to $7 million because they have sold their properties out there in California, and they're paying cash for houses here. So one of the things I wanted to ask you, I beg your pardon? Mr. DeCaro, did you say something? Okay, do he help other people invest? In other words, if I know he's an investor, he do things, but sometimes people want to invest money and don't know how. Do he help people who want to invest in things such as what he's done?
Yes, Mr. Kelly, he did an interview actually with Cosign Magazine, a black-owned magazine in Dallas, Texas, and in this interview he gave many tips and tricks on some of the first investments he made with American Airlines back in his 20s. So when asked, he does give tips of the trade to people, yes. Miss Hill, his mom was telling me that a few years ago, he did a scholarship fund where he gave out $1,000 to, I think, 8 different students on E-Trade, for them to set up their own investment accounts.
Very good. Good. So do he
so
speak
this is an example of some of the.
Okay, well, do he speak at different schools, or will he come out and speak at different
I don't know. I don't think he's spoken at any schools recently, but I'm sure he has in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know.
But as of recently, no.
Okay. Well, I know he's a young man. He did some practice overseas. Am I correct? Over in Italy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
He lived over there for a while.
And he's from Dallas-Fort Worth area, from one of Dallas-Fort Worth schools, or was it Garland schools? He went to school in Garland, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, one of the things I wanted to tell him about, I work, like I said before, we are the Verna's Help Foundation. We try to find ways to help everybody. We have we help people start up a business. We help people with their business because I've been in business for over 30 years with the government. But last year, in 2019, it came out that the Office of Accounting had it was called an executive order. This executive order had $650 billion set aside for small businesses, and nobody knew about that. So I started trying to do these business workshops at the Dallas County Colleges for free. And the board of directors would help me. We would try to get refreshments for everybody who came. And the last time I did that, we had a GSA, we had SBA, we had Cross Timbers with Gregory James out of Arlington, who works with UTA. So what I'm saying, we had so many great people to come over there and help them one-on-one for free.
Wow.
And yes, and so when we went public to start this, we would always get maybe 80 to 100 people to sign up, but they wouldn't show up. And so I ended up having to be out of money for box lunches that nobody ate. So my nephew told me, he said, "Hey, Vern, quit trying to help everybody and just let me get you a podcast." He said, "You can probably help so many more people if you had a podcast." I had no idea what he was talking about. No idea. But, you know, Miles, I mean, this podcast has helped me where I was trying to help 80 to 100 people. Now I'm helping 1,000 and more. So because GSA, which is the General Service Administration, and the reason why I don't like to fly no more, I used to be in New York all the time because their main office was in New York. So I have gotten out of, I don't have to go there no more because I don't have their contract no more. But their main office was in New York, and the other office was in California and Atlanta. So that's where their main offices are. But I would have them to come on my podcast along with GSA, administrator out of Fort Worth, also with SBA. SBA has a lot of programs to help people get certified and to get all of these set-asides. So the last time we had them on was in February, I believe, but we had over 5,000 listeners, whereas we didn't even get 550 people come out when we had, you know, in the colleges. So it made me know that the podcast was helping people, and I appreciate that. So in September, we're going to start that over again. We're going to have two business workshops on our podcast. So I'm going to let people know to get ready for that because the money is still available to help small businesses. And I can't train people like they can. These are the masterminds of the government. They help you get money. They help you learn how to do business with the government. And one of the things the government has, they have set-asides. You don't have to compete with big businesses. You have set-asides. So I want to let you know that too, because sometimes you may want to put a Kitchen Plus cocktail on an Air Force base. You may want to come to an Air Force base and put a Kitchen Plus cocktail. But anyway, can you tell us a little bit about Vivo? I heard this from my nephew, because my nephew is probably about 30-some years old. I mean, not my nephew, my grandson. Ooh, he's going to get angry with me. My grandson. So he likes your club called Vivo. He said, "Granny, make sure they tell you about Vivo. What is so good about Vivo? Tell me what goes on in Vivo."
Club Vivo is one of Dallas's premier nightclubs. It is a Latin nightclub. So the music played there is mainly Spanish music. It's popular because it's just a fun time, you know. People get out there every weekend and they dance and they bring all their friends, right? And so who doesn't enjoy that? It's themed, so it's very it's easy to dress up isn't the word, but it's easy to, you know, just get your group of friends together and go out and have fun. And that's something that young people will always enjoy. Not even just young people, all people will always enjoy that. And so I think that's one of the big hits for Club Vivo is just its atmosphere.
Okay. And what is the other restaurant that he has? It's called Cabin, or what
oh,
is that?
Canvas is Canvas is actually not open yet. Canvas is in D.C. It's in Washington D.C. It's going to be a sports lounge.
Oh.
So in Canvas, they will serve food, and they serve food. It's going to be sort of like a nightclub, but not as celebratory. It's not like a party. It's more so just a lounge, like it's not a cigar lounge, but it kind of has the schematics of a cigar lounge. And that's going to be in Washington D.C.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll have a lot of good clientele up there too. I imagine, because they've never seen anything like that owned by African Americans in that area. And from what I can understand,
right.
It's not from the White House. You get a lot of congressional people, special people, I would say, that comes there.
True.
And that's nice. That's very, very nice. So
yes,
I want
to be great.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I was just saying it should be another good venue.
Oh, yeah. Another good menu, but I want to tell people who want to probably have a question to you, if they are there, a lot of them has called in, I see them on the board. If you have a question, all you have to do is punch the number one, and I will see you and bring into the studio if you have questions for him. But one of the things, though, Mr. DeGallo, I go to my commercials and things, I have some special people that's in town. And I met them through some friends of mine, and I did not know I think they may know Kevin as well. They was born and raised in Dallas. But they have this, they're producers and writers, and you have seen their movies on BET. And I'm trying to get I know I have wrote this down because I'm looking through my notes. I know I had the name of their play. It's called Bits of Love.
Mm-hmm.
Bits of Love. Okay. They have a second Bit for Love. Have you ever heard of this movie called Bit for Love? Bid for Love? B-I-D?
Yes, Bid for Love. Yes.
Do you not know that the producers, the writer is all from Dallas too?
Oh, yes. I'm actually familiar with the movie. I have some friends who are in the cast. But this is something that's new to me. I just found this out a few weeks ago.
Really? Well, I'm
yes,
glad
ma'am.
They're in town. They're going to be filming, I think, sometime soon. They're going to be filming here in town.
Yeah.
And looking for other talented people that to be in this movie, and I'm proud of them because I told them we're going to be looking for other buildings and skyscrapers to do a lot of these shots in, and to see can the city help them with this. This is a young lady by the name of Luana, I think it's Luana Patterson. She's a producer and the writer, and I think this Bid for Love is a little bit a story about her and her incredibly and talented director, Mr. E. London Williams. E. London Williams. He's a producer. So I want you all to, we're going to try to have them on probably in 2 weeks maybe, but I want you all to get ready for this movie and to listen out for it because they are from Dallas. And when I found out that Luana I know her mom and dad. And some of these people who's listening may know him too. Bill Patterson was he was Mr. Cottrell's best friend. And Mr. Cottrell was one of my investors. But Coleman Cottrell is how I met Bill Patterson and his wife. So that's Bill's daughter, Luana. And I want to tell her, say a shout out to her, and I know she's probably listening in her car or something, but they're in town, and they're going to be filming here, and we're going to hear a lot more about them, a lot more. So like I tell people all the time, I like to put network with people. And I have a lot of friends who has moved here and they have a lot of money. They don't give me no money, but they have a lot of money to invest. They want to invest. So I tell people all the time to look for things that's going to make you money. So we may have some investors who may want to listen out for their podcast when they come on. But it's good to try to invest in things that may can help someone else or two as well. So as we move on, I want to do also a shout out to my friend Linda Henderson, who, now I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Delgado, y'all going to have some competition in that kitchen when Linda opened up her Soul Food drive-thru. Because I heard about y'all greens. No, y'all make some good greens. I mean, you have a chef down there that's off the chain. Those greens, I heard about those greens. But when Linda opened up her drive-thru restaurant, y'all going to have some competition with that because she's a good cook, her and Jody. Jody is the best cobbler maker. Y'all may want to bring Jody in there to help y'all make some of y'all's desserts. Because it's going to be, it's good. It's good food. So both of places, y'all got some, you're going to have some, we're going to have some good places to go and eat. Number one, Kitchen Plus Cocktail. And also Linda Henderson's Mallory Drive-Thru Soul Food Restaurants. It's going to be good. So I want to do a very good, big shout out to them. And I want to tell you something, Mr. Delgado. You're going to get some calls from some people because we are bringing in the Sam Cooke show. It's going to be in T-Ball. I don't know if anybody's online from that show or not, but I have some friends that's working real hard. We're trying to sell that show out. That's going to be next month, August the 12th. So they may want to contact you down the road to see what you all can help them with as far as entertaining all of these movie stars that's coming in town.
Okay.
So that's going to be something
that's
else.
Exciting.
Oh, yeah. Do you know anybody who's working with that?
I don't know. I don't think I do.
Okay. Well, anyway, we may, if you have some type of information that you may want to put in that, or either if you want to buy some tickets to give to people to come to the show, but tell them they can come to Kitchen Kelly's afterwards or whatever you can do to help them market, I'm sure they would appreciate it. So we have people on the line that's listening. They are a lot of people listening. But if you have any questions that you may want to ask Mr. Delgado, you can just hit the number one, and you can be brought into the studio to ask the questions. But meanwhile, we're going to see if you have any more things that you want to tell us about Kitchen Plus Cocktails. And if you're going to go to, I think you said something about you may go to Houston as well.
Potentially. I know Ms. McKelly is looking at a few different cities. I'm not too sure which one is bringing the most heat as far as potential move-ins. But there are a few different cities in the mix right now, and I've heard Houston is one of the potential cities.
Yeah, I heard that too. I heard that too, maybe. I know we have a lot of friends. My husband, he's from that area down there, but it's a lot of places to go in Houston. So I don't know what the competition would be there. But meanwhile, if you don't mind, I know we have maybe, we don't have a long to talk. We have about 15 minutes to go. But can you tell me who makes that cocktail or that drink that looks like cotton candy and just melts? How did y'all learn about that? And who is the bartender down there that you have?
Our bar director, his name is Tyler Castro. And that is just a creative. Our bartenders make, they make handcrafted cocktails. So their ideas are organic. I'm not sure exactly who might have come up with the cotton candy idea, but it's definitely a favorite.
Well, what is in the cotton candy drink? What is kind of drink is that?
It starts with a literal piece of cotton candy that they grab. They make in the back. It's actually handmade cotton candy. And what they do is they make the cocktail mix, and so they pour the cocktail over the cotton candy, which melts it and adds the flavor to the cocktail.
Oh my goodness. And I bet you that is so good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Okay.
Actually, I haven't had one myself, but I'm it does look very appetizing.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something also, too. How can, if a person wanted to get a job with Kevin Kelly, how do they get on? How do they start working there? And what does it take to?
Simply just, well, if they want to work in the restaurant, simply just contacting our GM. We have a GM. His name is Ryan Fitzpatrick. And he's very good with, you know, bringing in talent that wants to work. So just contacting our GM, coming to the restaurant in person, and introducing themselves is the best way to do that.
Okay. Okay. Because they can see from themselves who they are and what capabilities
right.
that they have as well. Okay. I just want to just put that out there because I know a lot of people is asking, well, how do you get on? How can we find jobs and this type of thing? Now, the law firm and Mr. Kelly have, can you tell me a little bit more about the cases that he specializes in?
Yes, Mr. Kelly does. He does personal injury, so malpractices, personal injury, wrongful deaths. Those are the specialties of the law firm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, I know. I mean, I talked to this one lady, and I know she was very pleased with him. So I know we have a lot of fine black attorneys. But he is one of the youngest ones that I've known. And he made his first, what, $1 million or $1 billion when he was 26? Is that billion?
Million.
Million. But he had something. He did half a billion. Did he do something with the half billion? Because I've been advertising.
That's how much he's recovered. That's how much money he's recovered for clients over the past, since the opening of the law firm. So, just over getting close to almost 8 years.
It said 500 million on behalf of the clients.
Yes, that's money recovered. That's not exactly how much he's made. That's money that he's won in cases for clients.
I see. That's still fantastic. I mean,
yes.
I don't know how much he would have got from me if I had had him from my attorney, but I know I wouldn't be in the shape I am today. I'll probably have a little bit more money. That's for sure. But nevertheless, you tell him I sure miss him not being my attorney, but I had a pretty good attorney, but not as good as him. So I'm very convinced that he's pretty good, and I've heard some good things about him. They have covered him on national media outlets. I'm talking about CNN. He was featured there, NBC, ABC, and MSNBC. So the young boys, he's a bad boy. He's a bad boy.
Yeah.
I mean, for real. So I would love to see him. Now, he said he's coming on my show in 2 weeks. Did he say that?
Yeah, he just told me to reschedule for a few weeks out. So we'll see. Yeah, just about in 2 weeks.
Okay. We're going to be looking forward to him. And you let him know that he have a lot of support out there. My friend, he's also a little brother. I call him my little brother. I love Michael to death. Michael has been with me, him and Dwayne, for a long, long time. But Michael Caldwell, he owns Michael's of Las Colinas. And he told me today, he said, you know, me and Kevin, we frat brothers. And he told me, he said, I finished from Roosevelt and he finished from some school, he said. But Michael is also a very humble. And when I say humble, you know, all these people who own these clubs, they get all this money and they so cocky. You know what I mean? They so unreachable.
Mm-hmm.
They so unreachable. And they don't seem to, they did it all by themselves. They don't give God credit for nothing sometimes. But when I see humble-minded young boys like Michael and Kevin, I see God got them. You understand what I'm saying? Because they blessed. God keeps blessing them. Even though it's their business, it's maybe a nightclub, he's still blessing them in their business because he has not only nightclubs, he's a good attorney. And Michael Caldwell is the same way. He's always been a humble servant. And when I told him, I said, I can't see good at night, Michael. But Miss Verna, come on in the daytime. He said, I'm going to come get you. So when he first opened up, he wanted me to come so, so bad. And I'm going to have him on my show. I think they're going to be on here next week. We're going to talk about Michael's in Los Colinas, how he got started in what how God has blessed him. Also, we're going to talk about a young African-American. I forgot what country he's from, but they call him Junior Isana. I think I'm pronouncing his name right, but he is one of the first black city council people for Grand Prairie. So he and Michael both, I think they're going to take 30 minutes each of the show. We can go over if they want to. But they're going to be on my show next week. So tell Mr. Kelly that not next week, but the week after that, we're going to be looking forward for him coming on the show. We really okay. are. But let him know that he has a Fred brother out here that is really, you know, he is beating his drums for him as well. They're good friends. And let him know he has another friend of mine. Now, Rodney is not my baby brother or nothing like that, but Rodney is about my grandson's age. I didn't know that until here lately, but Rodney Baker. You know Rodney Baker?
No.
Rodney and Kevin is good friends, too. Rodney told me, he said, well, Miss Brown, that's my friend, too. So I like to see young men who is really God-fearing young men, but they have so much money and so much to give. And I used to ask Rodney, how did you make all this money? So he told me about his story, how the Lord blessed him, how he had him in this particular place at this particular time when he met Mr. Parrish. Mr. Parrish is the one that has McDonald's. So I'll tell people this because I want people to know, when people have is being blessed with things, don't think that they are not Christians, because God works with all of us. And if you believe in him and trust him, he will give you directions. He will give you directions. I don't know where my podcast will lead, but I enjoy doing it. I enjoy talking. I've been talking all my life. My husband don't even like talking to me. He goes to sleep because I talk so much. But I enjoy doing this. I've been married 50 years of my life, 20 years to my first husband who was deceased, but 34 years to my husband today. So I enjoy doing what I do, and I'm going to continue doing this. My nephew, he tells me all the time, he lives in Florida. He's in Vern. He said, I'm going to pay for your podcast. Just, you know, if that's what you want to do. I said, what I want to do, I want to make sure my podcast is helping people, communicating with people, and we bring information of substance. And when I say that, things that people can use and enjoy or go back and, you know, and learn about. So I want to thank you. Thank you so very much, Miles, for coming on this show, because you didn't know what to expect. You didn't know what to expect and what we was going to ask you. And but I want to let you know, thank you. We appreciate you so very much. And again, I want to tell everybody that God has blessed us, and I am so thankful to have a board of directors who has been in my corner. Lila Clay, she's going to be one of the organizers for our event next week. My church, Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church. My pastor, you know what? Mr. Dallas Bell, if y'all ever want to come to a church, you come to Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church and just visit me and my pastor. Then they have, when I told him that I wanted to have that giveaway there, he said, well, Miss Verna, the fellowship hall, we got something going on that day. So I was telling him about how DISD is only giving backpacks to DISD children, not to children in Garland, Mesquite, things like that. So when my board of directors got behind me and we got some sponsors to help us, I mean, it's unbelievable what we've done in like maybe 30 days. But with the board of directors, you know, we have Lila Clay, who one of the organizers. We have Lisa Frazier Galloway, Yvonne Durant, Fred Walker. We have so many, and Chris Smith. Chris is also the owner of the My Purple Rose. But I have so many friends and church members that's going to be there to help me. My pastor told me, she said, no, he said, if you want to have it, let's put them in the gym. He said, because it's too hot for them to be outside at all. So we have coordinated that to be at Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church, and they have a huge gym. So people can come and come and get those backpacks. You don't have to wait long. And we have refreshments for everybody. And I just want to thank all of my supporters and my board of directors. We're going to also have a table for them to come by and meet our attorneys. We have free legal clinics there. So at the free legal clinics, we want to tell people about who our attorneys are. So we're going to have a little table there for you to come and meet some of our attorneys that work with us in our legal clinics. They won't be able to answer a lot of questions for you that day, but you'll be able to meet them. So, and I can never pay them for coming out there. They are all pro bono attorneys and judges. Dominique Collins is one of our narrators, and Dominique is a cold-blooded judge. She's good. So her, Audrey Moorhead, and others is on our board. I am so thankful for them to doing what they do to help our organization. But my organization got so many board members on there, and if I start calling names, I'm gonna get in trouble because I'm gonna forget somebody's names. So I'm just telling you about the organizers right now. But you just are coming out on the 5th to Mesquite, we will welcome you with open arms to help your child get a backpack, give them refreshments. Because we do know that it's a deterrent for any kind of crime. You can't bring a gun to school. You're not going to try to bring a gun if you have to have a clear backpack. So we're hoping that this mandate be adopted throughout the state of Texas pretty soon. And we just pray that our children be safe. We want them to be safe. That's what it's all about. So, Mr. Delgado, I am... I had you on mute for a little while because I heard the noise in the background. But do you have in some comments you may want to say before we end our show tonight?
I just want to say thank you for doing the feature on the restaurant, and we appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to come on here. And one of the things that we do not do, we do not charge people to come on our podcast because your information helps us as a blessing. We bless people in hearing about what you do and who you are is a blessing to us, but we can be able to be a blessing to others. So it's all free. Anytime you want to come on here to listen, for people to listen to what you have going on or special, let us know, and we will make time to bring you on. I do know next week we kind of booked up, but there's two more weeks. We're going to have Kevin Kelly on here, y'all. And if you get your questions ready for him, because if you have any naughty Christians, I will mute you because you won't be able to say anything. But so you let him know that we're looking forward to seeing him in 2 weeks, Mr. Delgado. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to say good night, everybody. We have 5 minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody good night. This is they can. I listen to us next week, and may God bless you. And we'll see you again next Thursday at the same time. All right. Bye bye.
Thank you, ma'am. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you.
I need care of me and my children. I'm so connected to the air that I breathe, the ocean and the sea,
the mountains, the skies, and the trees.
I'm gonna get everything that belongs to me.
Good,
just if it's over.
But it's been so good.